Welcome to Shooter's Corner, your program for conversation on guns, shooting, and your Second Amendment rights. Brought to you by Price RV, Auto Trim Design, by Rogers Auto Repair, and by Frontier Outfitters. Now, your host, Chuck Indereeden.
All right, welcome, listeners. It's currently cold.
Negative 23. Good morning.
Yeah. I don't know about that. But anyways, a little bit of cloudy, a little bit of snow on the ground and stuff like that. It was funny. Cindy and I were having this conversation the other day. It was basically like, oh, it's too cold to snow. I think that was like a wives' tale that we grew up with in Idaho.
I think so, too.
That is not applicable to Fairbanks, Alaska, by no stretch of the imagination. Maybe it just gets so cold here that the water just condensates and falls out of the air.
Everything I learned in geography, marine biology, everything has been a lie since I've come up here. It's not supposed to snow.
Did you say marine biology and you're in the interior of Alaska?
Marine biology covers the entire Earth.
Yes.
And it's weather patterns.
It's 70%.
It's a lie. It's a lie. I come up here, it's all a myth.
Yeah, literally.
And you
Alaska has
here.
Its own.
I did. You guys are wusses.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. So, yeah, negative 23. So, as always, you're here at the KFAR studios in Fairbanks, Alaska, and you're here with Shooter's Corner. We got Cindy, as always, my kick around mate on the show. And then Matt's running the board for us. He's still in his internship here.
My infancy.
Not like a White House internship, but. Yeah, the radio station internship, so that's good. And then Cindy's friend, Ann, has decided to join us for today, as always, which makes it more interesting as...
I hope.
Yeah, it'll be cool. So, anywho, if you feel free to call in at 907-458-TALK, that's 8255, for those of you who don't understand letters on phones anymore, like we used to have back in the day. But any cool. Always jump on KFARradio.com. You can click on that big orange ball that says Listen Live. And also, we got an app. Like anybody else does, there's an app for that. So you go to KFAR, type in KFAR Radio on the Apple Store or the Android Store or the Google Store, and it'll pop up on there, and you can always listen to us anywhere in the world.
But on the app, I couldn't find where you can listen to the archives.
You can't. It's a live streaming only. So, yeah, you'd literally have to be on at 11 o'clock or 11:06 and then listen to Shooter's Corner on the live app.
But if they want to listen to the archives...
They have to go to KFARradio.com, click on the white box that says Shooter's Corner with Chuck Indereeden, which might update to Chuck and Cindy, and scroll down past the bio. You'll see the archives there. Anyways.
Thank you, dear.
Yeah, that's my gift to you. Merry Christmas. All right. So, anywho. let's start the show. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed. Wow, that word right there, infringed, two syllables. The most abused word in the world, I think, at least in this country and in this context.
So, I absolutely agree.
Yeah. So, reminders, public shooting hours at TVSA, that's the Tanana Valley Sportsmen's Association, over there at 1230 TVSA Way, off of Airport Way, over by Fred Meyer's West, are on Thursday nights, so please check their calendar if there's any changes. I think it's from 6 to 8. Member prices are $5 an hour, non-members are $20, so memberships are cheaper. Oh, interesting fact, fun factoid that I found out today was that NICS background checks are at an all-time low for November. They were down 250,000.
Why?
Which is the lowest since 2014. I don't know. I was kind of thinking about it. Maybe they're just all saving up for after January 1st or something. I don't know.
It's probably that and probably a lot of people assuming that they're going to get some sort of gift that relates to a NICS check, so they're kind of waiting for Christmas to pass. So yeah, perfect timing.
And remember, you can buy a firearm as long as they're not an illegal or unauthorized person.
Yep.
Right? Or criminal background.
Right. You can buy a bona fide gift, is what they call the ATF calls it. So you can buy a gift. So you can check no or yes, this firearm is from me, and then gift it to somebody else. So on that 4473, I think that's some of the confusing facts for some people. They'll check the no box, and automatically they're not going to be able to buy it. Yep. So just know that there are some rules to that, but. As always, you can always talk to the people that are selling the guns over to, Frontier Outfitters, so, which is one of our awesome sponsors, by the way. So,
yes.
Nice plug. Awesome. Anywho, this week in firearms history, very low. A lot of people weren't doing anything this week in firearm history, probably because the holidays were coming up. But there was a couple things. Obviously, Joseph Wesson was still working on his semi-automatic firearms designs, refining his recoiled operating systems so that he could have more reliable cycling in handguns and rifles. And let's see, there was some metallic cartridge integration for shotguns, supporting transition from single shot to repeating designs. So that was about it. Not much going on in the world in firearms. So, I did watch some really awesome videos on YouTube though about Elmer Keith.
Tell me, who's Elmer Keith?
The designer of the 357 Magnum, the 41 Magnum, and the 44 Magnum, and also played a huge part in the design of the Model 70 bolt action rifle. So there we go. Thought that was pretty cool. All about his life, how he grew up in Missouri. Yeah, then his family moved to Montana. Oh, and then they grew up in Idaho, essentially. To Idaho. Yeah, his family went and bought a ranch in Idaho, and then he kind of grew up doing that kind of stuff. So it was
pretty cool. What part of Idaho?
Salmon.
Salmon, Idaho.
Salmon. You know, the other pink meat. The other one's pork. All right, so anyways, let's see. Let me see if I can get my editorial out before the first break. All right, so let's talk about Second Amendment rights and the threats that are creeping in from Juneau. Today we have got urgent action items from the current legislative session, Senate Bill 136 and its companion House Bill 143, the Gun Owner Financial Privacy Bills, and House Bill 134, the so-called Mandatory Storage Mandate. These come from NRAILA.org. So just so you know, you can go there as the source. So SB 136, sponsored by Senator Mike Cronk, and HB 143, sponsored by Representative Kathy Tilton, are companion measures designed to shield law-abiding gun owners like you and me from financial surveillance. These bills prohibit payment processors and financial institutions from using firearm-specific merchant category codes on your credit card or debit card transactions when you buy guns, ammo, or accessories. Yes, that is fact. Trust me, they will start tracking everything that you buy. All right, so why does this matter? Because anti-gun activists and big banks have already pushed these codes in places like California to track your purchases, flag suspicious activity, and potentially build backdoor registries of gun owners. It could lead to discrimination against firearm retailers or even denial of service for lawful transactions. SB 136 and HB 143 put a stop to that here in Alaska. They protect your privacy, prevent de facto registration, and ensure that your lawful purchases stay private. These bills have strong NRA backing and are moving through committees. SB 136 has already passed the Senate Labor and Commerce Committee and is headed to Judiciary. Now the bad news. House Bill 134, introduced recently, would impose mandatory firearms storage requirements on every gun owner in the state. This bill creates rigid rules on how and where you must store your firearms, with criminal and civil penalties if someone gains unauthorized access. It doesn't matter if you're a responsible owner who's never had an issue. This could turn everyday Alaskans into potential criminals for not locking up guns in a government-approved way. We all support safe storage and keeping firearms out of wrong hands, especially kids. But HB 134 goes too far. It undermines ready access for self-defense, especially in rural Alaska, where quick response to threats from wildlife or intruders can be a matter of life and death. Mm-hmm. It opens the door to liability nightmares and treats law-abiding citizens like suspects. This is a classic overreach that punishes the good guys while doing nothing to stop criminals who ignore laws anyways. Listeners, our rights are under attack from multiple angles, but we have a chance to fight back right now. These bills are active in the legislature, and your voice can make the difference. Support SB 136 and HB 143. Tell your senators and representatives to pass these privacy protections without delay. Oppose HB 134. Urge the House State Affairs Committee and your legislators to kill this mandatory storage bill. Pick up the phone, send an email, or use the NRAILA's easy online tool at NRAILA.org. Some kind of a tongue twister. To contact your lawmakers. Find your legislators at akleg.gov. Be polite, but firm. Remind them that Alaska gun owners are voters who value freedom, privacy, and the Second Amendment. We've defended our rights before, and we can do it again. Stay vigilant, stay engaged, and let's keep Alaska free. All right, cool. Thoughts.
Well, let's say if somebody can't go in and contact them, can they send a letter? Or does that all have to be done by email?
Yeah, send a letter, snail mail. Yeah, I mean, you can do everything. Go to the akleg.gov and you can get all the contact information right there. So, yeah. I think this is good. Like, we don't want banks and stuff like that already tracking. Other places like PayPal and some other, like, I don't think Stripe does necessarily, but they've shown a propensity to not support any company that is basically 2A friendly.
And I don't really think we should be told how to store our guns.
Yeah, I think, well, obviously, that we should always store them in a responsible manner, right? Yes. Always keep the ammunition separate from the firearm so that if the two can't marry up, then they can't cause any damage or death, right? And then always make sure you keep them secured so unauthorized or untrained individuals cannot gain access to them, period.
So I have a threat in my house. Oh, wait a minute, please. I've got to go unlock the safe.
Well, yes, and that's how some of these are being described as well, right? But, I mean, there's biometric safes out there that you can gain easy access to. We talked about some of those last week as great gifts for people as well. So get online and find out which ones work best for you. You know, go over to Frontier Outfitters, talk to them about safes and stuff, and like do that, you know. Find a good safe storage method. But nonetheless, don't store your guns and ammunition in the same location that you
store your Christmas gifts.
That you hide the Christmas presents for the kids because they're going to find it, right?
Yeah.
Tell people that all the time and they're like, what? Yeah, I didn't think of that. So don't put it in the back of the closet where, you know, you put the Legos. And I always like have to say the light bright because that's what I wanted as a kid all the time. Like a light bright. Nobody remembers that. Like light bright. You can see it at night. Right. Like, oh, there's my song for the day. All right. So anyways, now it's stuck in your head. Everybody's going to be singing it driving down airport way.
You're so do we have to go to our today, first
break?
Matt.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, we got to go into our first break and stuff like that. Thanks for staying with our crazy show. And when we come back, we're going to talk about Mantis X. Somebody mentioned that. And we're going to talk about some safe celebration ideas and techniques. So stay tuned with us, Chuck, Cindy, Matt, and the guest here at Shooter's Corner, KFAR 97.5, 660 AM.
Make those Christmas dreams come true with help from Frontier Outfitters, the outdoor store. Light up the eyes of your outdoor lovers. Alaska-proven clothing and equipment for fishing, hunting, camping, and hiking. Guns and gear, GPS, and more. You'll find the perfect gifts in one easy stop. Give a Frontier Outfitters gift card. It can also be used in Century Hardware and the Woolly Rhino as well. And gift wrapping is free. Your holiday shopping just got easier at Frontier Outfitters for your Alaskan lifestyle.
Hey North Pole Fairbanks, it's Preston with family-owned and operated Price RV. Winter's knocking. Is your RV ready? Bring it to us at Price RV. We'll protect your RV's water system against frozen, cracked water lines. Have us winterize your rig now and receive a free roof inspection. Prevent those small leaks from becoming expensive problems next spring. We take care of your rig and treat it like one of our own. Get winter ready. Give us a call now, Price RV in North Pole.
Be it work or play, your truck bed will take a beating. You need to protect your investment with an Arctic Spray-On Bedliner from Auto Trim Design. This Arctic Spray-On Bedliner was developed as a commercial coating for use on the Alaska pipeline, which is constantly exposed to our extreme Arctic conditions. Why should you settle for anything sub-quality? Get your Arctic Spray-On Bedliner today at Auto Trim Design. And as Ben says, we'll be here when the other guys are gone.
Customized by Auto Trim Design.
KFAR weather.
Cloudy skies expected today with daytime highs approaching 31 below. Northeasterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Lows level off around 31 below. Daytime highs approaching 27 below. Tomorrow, cloudy skies expected. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
And now back to Shooter's Corner on KFAR Radio.
All right, welcome back, listeners. You're here with Chuck, Cindy, Matt at Shooter's Corner, and we have Cindy's lovely guest, Ann, joining us. All right, so anywho, all right, when we were talking about supporting SB 136 and HB 143, and then also oppose HB 134, so make sure that you go and contact your state legislators and make sure that you tell them what's up. So, anyway. Let's talk about what? You got something?
I do. This is really important for people to really pay attention. out there, just because our last election that we had voting, we had the lowest number that turned out for voting. Stuff, you know, even school boards, different things in our community that we're voting on is really important. And stuff like this makes a difference.
Yeah, local elections, like, can drive everything. And yes. I don't think a lot of people understand that. They're like, oh, my vote doesn't count. Yeah, actually, it still does. Like, we're not in Rhodesia. Yeah. So, at least not yet. Or Somalia.
It's an honor to be able to vote.
I think so. I think so. All right, so I had a friend text me and said, hey, I was listening to the show, and you guys mentioned the Mantis X, right? And I thought that was pretty cool. So I want to bring up the Mantis X. Not to be confused with the praying mantis or the praying mantis kung fu style, which is Matt is not trained in.
Nope. Learned that last night.
When he got kicked in the head. Ooh. All right. So anywho. All right. So there are some, if you go to MantisX.com, right, it actually has a model comparison on there. I love the Mantis X. And my friend was like, hey, so which one do you use? I use the X10 Elite. Because why? Because it says Elite.
It's got a nice ring to it.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
I mean, it could have just said X10.
Yeah, but you got to add that Elite in there. You know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Because, like, Navy SEALs use it or something.
Yeah, Elite.
Yeah, and then you can use it and then write a book.
Exactly. Make tens of millions of dollars
and
get
become
called out for
a representative
ballot.
From Texas and then jump up from, like, $60,000 a year to, you know, a couple million and then hire, like, I'm going to go off on some
Dan team. Crenshaw.
Don't say the name. We might be up there with Sean Ryan getting sued.
Oh, no.
All right, so anywho, three main models that come off are the X2. So the X2 is the lowest priced model, just so the listeners know. It's $99, but it's built for dry fire use only. So the X2 provides real-time shot-by-shot feedback for pistol and rifle users. If you look at the little icons, dry fire, handgun, rifle. Got it, right? So that's why it's a lower cost one. The X10 Elite is dry fire, which I think is pretty cool, but it also is used for live fire, handgun, rifle, shotgun, and archery, right? Which is pretty cool. And that retails for $249 at their website. What's interesting, though, is it has 2,900, like, five-star reviews. It's crazy. The X3 is, let's see, live fire and dry fire. So it has live fire, dry fire for handgun, rifle. It doesn't do the shotgun and the archery stuff. And just so you know, I think for the archery, it requires a little bit more. And then they also have shotgun that does the tracking and all that stuff. I think they require a little bit more, like, on their app or something like that, you know, like an addition to their app. But nonetheless, pretty cool stuff. A little cost savings technique here. So they sell, like, I think it's only like a 2 or 3 position, like, magpole rail adapter for, like, I don't know, $25 or something like that. Go over to one of the shops around here and find, like, a Magpul little polymer section and literally just cut it in half if you got, like, a 4-position or whatever, and then just, like, glue that to the bottom of your magazine. You'll do exactly the same thing.
Oh, that's pretty smart.
Yeah, and then you'll have 2 of them for different magazines. The one thing that is kind of prohibitive on, like, these is they do mount on the light rail. So if you have a light rail, or maybe if you got a laser on your rail on the bottom, a pick rail on the bottom below your barrel, just know that you'll have to have, like, a light holster, you know, a holster that has, like, a light space on it. So if you have, in other words, it won't fit in a regular holster. There we go. That's what I wanted
Thank
to
you.
Say.
Thank you. I'm like,
hence the reason
the long
why.
Road.
Yeah, well, I was kind of, like, circling the wagons. But nonetheless, that's why they give you the little pick rail that glues onto the bottom of the magazine. That way you don't have to worry about any of the holster issues. So
okay, so the
and
pick
then in
rail
the app, you can tell it the location of your Mantis.
So the pick rail, you can attach your light.
Correct.
Okay.
But you would have to have a light holster, a holster that allows you to have a light to be able to holster it with a Mantis on there. So you'd have to take the light off.
Yeah, I understand
okay,
that.
Okay, cool.
So, but with that pick, it can be a removable light.
It's still a removable light in most cases. Yeah.
Yeah.
It just goes on to your pick rail.
Yeah, I think what Cindy's asking is, so you put that pick rail on your magazine, because if you don't want to purchase a light-bearing holster,
Thank you, Matt.
Then you can put the laser on there. But and at the same time, for listeners,
I'm glad
also,
you could interpret this language that she speaks.
I completely got it.
I've been married to her for 43 years.
I had a lot of soldiers that asked me questions about the similar stuff. But one thing for listeners is just because you have a light
Mars and
holster,
Venus, Mars and Venus, Mars and Venus.
Just because you have a light bearing holster doesn't mean that when you put your Mantis on that light rail for your pistol that you are going to have a full seating. Like you take a Safari Land, correct, for instance, it has to be either a Surefire or a TLR-1 or whatever is out there.
A larger one.
Yeah, that it locks onto as well as it's pushing into the barrel and all that good stuff. If you throw the Mantis on there thinking you're going to get the same retention, you're wrong. So just understand that going into that.
Hence the reason why you can just take a piece of two-sided tape or epoxy or whatever and put a piece of pick rail on the bottom of a practice magazine.
Yep.
Like I wouldn't do it on like a full carry mag. Like I got these Magpul like 17-round mags that you can use for a Glock. I just put one on the bottom of that.
Yeah.
So I'm not using a real Glock that I would use for my concealed carry or something like that.
Yep.
Because there's no need to have a pick rail on there for any other reason, to be honest with you.
So. Vertical grip.
Yeah. That's pretty funny, yeah.
Quick change magazines.
Oh, I'm going to have to do that and take a picture of it. Like with a. Oh, you can get a little freaking grip pod and make it like a bipod mount for a freaking handgun.
Yep, exactly.
That's amazing.
Yep.
Well, look
there. I know.
The brain's going. I see it.
I know. The wheels are turning. Thank you, Matt, for that flash of genius. Yeah. It's kind of like we just invented the intermittent wiper right here.
I think if you put one of those broomstick, the old Knight's Armament foregrips, you put that on the mag, now you have a little samurai sword for when you do your mag changes. Maybe a little easier. Maybe people with nimble fingered, you know. Might work out. Might not. Probably not.
We'll have to try something on
the. No, we won't.
I might try it.
Let's try it, Matt. Let's try it.
Might require, you know, a certain amount of ETOH to make that thing funny. All right. So, anywho, which you don't want to do with guns anyways. All right. So, back to our regularly scheduled program. All right. The Byrna. We all hear it advertised on, like, a lot of shows now. All the main syndicated ones that are on this radio show after this one. And later on in the afternoon. So they're back in the news again, but this isn't necessarily for public consumption. There was a theft at a local store here, and the loss prevention officer actually had a Byrna. And so he shot the thief with this thing, not realizing that at negative 30, paintballs or pepper balls, those kind of things, are not going to break. Like, literally, you might as well shot a marble.
Yep.
Right? Because, yeah. And oh, by the way, like, so it didn't work. And they're like, well, why didn't it work? Because it's cold. Like, you're lucky if you can get them things to break at like 60 degrees.
They turned that into a really ineffective, like, muzzle loading pistol from the 1700s. Really good. Right. Good for them.
Which we talked about at Thanksgiving.
Yep.
They just didn't have enough power. Because that CO2 cartridge as well isn't working very well at lower temperatures either. No. Like, so anybody who's ever tried to shoot, like, paintballs and stuff like that at these temperatures, like you're not going to get the velocity out of that thing. Period.
Is it going to hurt still?
Oh yeah, if you like contact shot, I guess.
And if the CO2 wasn't completely frozen, it might have been like a 3 mile an hour thud. And they're like, whatever, walk it off.
Right, especially with the coats everybody's wearing now, it's going to absorb all of it. I mean, you're not going to get any type of break on.
You're going to be inconvenienced at most.
Yeah. So I can tell you this: most pepper balls are shot at the ground, in front of whoever your like suspect or assailant is and stuff like that, in particular because you want it to hit something hard, like a concrete or asphalt, and then it creates that cloud and stuff like that. You don't necessarily shoot them center mass of the chest. Like, it's not effective. It absorbs too much of the impact for it to break.
Yep.
So now add on like 3 or 4 Carhartt jacks. And oh, by the way, a Canadian Goose jacket that you walked out of the store with.
Oh, I just killed.
And now you got another, you know, 3 inches of padding on there. Yeah, that thing ain't gonna break. So just an idea, you know, I get it. The concept's great, but I think we've talked about this in the past too. Just remember, you're carrying something that does look like a gun.
Yep.
I don't care if it's orange. Like, look at some of the crap people are posting on like Reddit and the web and stuff, or gangbangers are painting guns to look like paint guns. They're painting them to look like water guns and Nerf guns now.
There was a guy in Louisiana that got arrested because he was carrying around a rifle that was painted to look like a Nerf gun.
He should be arrested.
Yeah, but he was carrying it around. I don't know what he was intending on doing, but he was carrying it around. And it looked exactly like a Nerf gun. Yeah.
Pretty soon our kids' toys guns are all going to be banned.
Yeah.
California.
Did you know, and I know we got seconds here before we have to go into the mandatory break. Did you know that the crime or the gun rate or the violent crime rate with guns would be reduced like six times or something like that if like five major Democrat run cities didn't exist? Like, take Chicago out of this. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, when we come back, we're going to talk about don't let your bullets rain on your parade. Safe New Year celebrations, because we're going to be right coming up on that anyways here pretty soon. So, anywho, stay tuned with us here. Chuck, Cindy, Matt, and Ann hanging around. Shooter's Corner, KFAR, 97.5, 660 AM. We will be right back after.
From the Satellite West Studio, satellite-based voice communications. You're listening to KFAR Radio, 97.5.
News. I'm John Saucier. President Trump signing an executive order today reclassifying marijuana as a less dangerous drug.
I'm pleased to announce that I will be signing an executive order to reschedule marijuana from a Schedule 1 to a Schedule 3 controlled substance with legitimate medical uses.
Now, this order just reschedules it, does not legalize the drug. Lawmakers, by the way, heading home after failing to extend Affordable Care Act subsidies that are set to expire this year. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says millions of Americans are going to be paying much more for their health care.
On January 1st, the ACA enhanced premium tax credits are going to expire because Donald Trump chose to let them die.
A group of Republican members in the House, they've joined with Democrats in forcing a vote on extending the subsidies. That vote set to take place early next year, and that proposal would extend the subsidies for three more years. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
Radio Kenai reports the U.S. House of Representatives has passed three bills introduced by Alaska Congressman Nick Begich. Legislation, he says, addresses long-standing land issues, public safety concerns, and access to health and social services across the state. The measures approved this week include legislation finalizing Alaska Native land entitlements in Southeast Alaska, reauthorizing a National Volcano Monitoring Program, and transferring federal land in Anchorage to South Central Foundation for expanded health services. All three bills now move to the U.S. Senate for consideration. Begich, a Republican serving his first term in Congress, said the legislation reflects Alaska-specific needs that have gone unresolved for years. These bills honor long-standing commitments to Alaskans, strengthen public safety, and support health and infrastructure needs in our communities, Begich said in a statement following House passage. The Alaska Congressional delegation has emphasized that the bills address practical Alaska-focused concerns rather than broad national policy issues.
Streaming live online at KFAR660.com.
Ride into winter with a friend, your Snowway Snowplow. Snowway plows are stronger, smarter, the most reliable plow in the industry. Their wireless controls eliminate messy dash installations and provide the ultimate in-cab flexibility. Better yet, Snowway's patented down-pressure hydraulics increase your plowing efficiency by 30%. The drive-in mount system hooks up in seconds, and their structural plow warranty is the best in the business. Stop by Rogers Auto Repair, your Snowway dealer on Dale Road near the airport, or call 479-6665.
Hey North Pole Fairbanks, it's Preston with family-owned and operated Price RV. Winter's knocking. Is your RV ready? Bring it to us at Price RV. We'll protect your RV's water system against frozen, cracked water lines. Have us winterize your rig now and receive a free roof inspection. Prevent those small leaks from becoming expensive problems next spring. We take care of your rig and treat it like one of our own. Get winter ready. Give us a call now. Price RV in North Pole.
If you're looking for that perfect gift this holiday season, look no further than Auto Trim Design. We have something for everyone, from moose lights, remote starts, heated seats, tonneau covers, WeatherTech floor liners, and Old Faithful gift certificates. No need for last-minute shopping. Just come on down to Auto Trim Design and get all your holiday shopping done in one stop. And remember, at Auto Trim Design, we will be here when the other guys are gone. From all of us at Auto Trim Design,
Happy Holidays!
And now back to Shooter's Corner on KFAR Radio.
Welcome back, listeners. You're here with Chuck, Cindy, and Matt at Shooter's Corner here at the KFAR Studios in Fairbanks, Alaska. You all right?
No, sorry. I can't stop. I'm not messing with anybody's headphones.
Giggling like schoolgirls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's all good. If she's giggling, she's happy.
I keep them happy.
Yeah, we're good with that. Okay, so when we left, we were talking about the mantis. So, yeah, there's more information on that. Obviously, you can go to their websites and check that out. And then we were talking about the... Useless paintball guns, yep. And then we were talking about... Oh, there's one thing I did want to mention, though. Remember, I kind of alluded to it earlier, Elmer Keith, right? Known by many as the father of big bore handgunning.
Really fast paintballs.
Yeah, really fast paintballs. 1,500 feet per second.
Oh, man.
So I've pulled this up, and I thought this was pretty cool. Because we had... So when that Model 29 first came out, right, it was like, I think, $140, right, which was the equivalent of $1,600 back in 1956. So we got a caller?
Yes, we do.
All right, cool. Hey, caller, you're here with Chuck, Cindy, and Matt here at Shooter's Corner. Go ahead. And hello.
Hey, if you could follow my thought here.
Okay.
We're supposed to have a majority rule, and if you don't have the majority turnout at the election, you can't possibly have majority rule. And I can't get any politician who lost to even consider this way of thinking. But there's something wrong with this idea of majority rule when not majority of the people vote.
Yeah, I would say this. Yes, we are technically majority rule, but we don't have majority participation. Let's just phrase it that way, because a lot of people just don't go out and vote, period. So yes, the majority of the voters that did participate, they have that. So
yeah,
be that what it is. So you got to encourage everybody, get out there. And I mean, when you only have, what is it, like 7 or 8% participation, like that's freaking insane.
Sad.
It is sad.
But that makes it though there's no majority rule involved anywhere that happens. That's not right.
Yeah, well, if you want to be part of that majority, then get out and vote. How about that? Participate. So nothing stops you.
Tell politicians to file a lawsuit about it, and they're afraid to, they're just chickens.
Because they wouldn't have any standing on it anyways. Wouldn't work. So
I don't agree.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
We can agree. Merry Christmas. All right. So anyways, Elmer Keith. So I had to do some look on this because it was interesting that back in 1956, January 19th, the retail price was approximately $140, which is the equivalent of $1,600. But get this. So I thought it was pretty cool. He made his own bullets and stuff like that. Maybe if we get like Montana Kid Hammer on here. You want to talk more about this, so I don't want to steal all the thunder. Okay, so the cultural impact, though, of the popularity surged dramatically after the 1971 film Dirty Harry, in which Clint Eastwood's character famously described the Smith & Wesson Model 29 as the most powerful handgun in the world, right? I don't know. You have a Clint Eastwood voice? No, me neither.
No, I do not, no.
Yeah, me neither. All right, so this led to shortages and elevated prices in the subsequent years, right? You want to know how much it went for?
How much?
Yeah, me too. So I asked, right? It went from, because of the shortages and elevated market prices, the suggested retail price was approximately $194 in 1971. So think about when it was initially released, $140, went to $194, then the movie came out. It went up to three times the suggested retail amount, potentially as high as $582,
$1971. Wow.
Right?
Smart.
Yeah, or more when stock was found. So supply, demand, capitalism, yeah. It's kind of like buying Christmas toys nowadays. What's that stupid movie that was out there with Arnold Schwarzenegger where they're running around
man.
Trying to buy?
Last Action Man?
What?
It's Jingle All the Way.
Jingle All the Way.
Yeah.
I was thinking of The Last Action Man where he turns into the superhero that he's trying to buy for his son. You guys seen that?
No, sounds dumb.
Wow. Okay. You know what?
It's like Jim Gordon Cop.
That's a great movie.
Whatever.
Better than Titanic.
Which, yeah, I thought was dumb too. All right. Anyways.
Well, wait a minute. I disagree with that.
Hey, don't steam across the North Atlantic with a boat that like wasn't built properly and then
they
run into
that
crap.
Air,
how about that?
They thought in that air. Era.
Well, they also thought cigarettes had protein and was healthy for everyone.
True.
Yeah. Well, that was them selling it. All right. So anyways, so this phenomenon persisted into the following years when Magnum Force came out in 1973. So production had, they actually had to ramp up production to account for these two movies that came out.
Wow.
So there's some good firearms history and trivia for you there.
There we go.
Yeah.
Movies make a difference.
Yeah.
They could, I guess.
That's actually what brought Glock into the scene full time, was Glock being used as a villain pistol in two, I forget what the movies were in the 80s, but people liked that because it was different than full metal frames of what people were used to seeing. And then people caught the attention of, hey, what is that? What do you mean a plastic gun? And that's actually what kicked off Glock's mainstream purchasing power.
No, it wasn't because some politician said, oh my God, they can't be like picked up by X-ray.
Oh my God, yeah, that
it's
awful.
A ghost. It's a ghost gun in that old regard.
It's all plastic except for the barrel, the slide, the everything else.
So Matt, you said something earlier that was interesting. ATF is suspending what?
Yeah, so for anyone that has been listening or is paying attention to what's happening with the tax stamp, so the tax stamp payment is going away, going down to $0. So you can do your Form 1s, Form 4s, e-forms, whatever.
The forms aren't going away, everybody.
Yeah, those aren't going away.
They're not going away. You still have to do the NFA form.
What is it, $200?
Yeah, so the $200 payment is going away, but you still have to go through the whole process. But from December 26th through January 6th, right, yeah, the ATF will stop processing e-forms starting on the 26th through that time of the 6th, and that is to process they won't process any new e-forms or paper forms. They will only process the ones that have been put in to get everyone who's already paid the $200 for their tax stamp to get them approved. And then January 7th, it'll lift back up, and the entire wave of people submitting for SBRs, suppressors, homemade suppressors, all that good stuff, those will all start to pick back up for applications.
Till January 1st. Based on guns.com.
Oh, okay. That's different than what I heard. That's good then. No, yeah, it's a shorter time. Yeah, it's awesome.
Because
that's
when the zero tax implementation is going to run.
Yep.
Anyways. So for a shorter period of time for them to be able to catch up.
And please do not get discouraged when your e-form doesn't come back in a week. It's probably going to take 2 to 3 months just because there's so many people and vendors like Silencer Shop that have their kiosk, and they have the option where you could purchase a suppressor online. And you could do I think it was called the Freedom Hold. So you'd pay for the suppressor, and they would hold on to it. They would pre-fill out all the paperwork. And then when January 1st rolls around, they submit the paperwork on your behalf like they do with everything else, but you're not paying that $200. So you're just waiting a little bit of time. Yeah. So there's a lot. I personally know about 30 to 40 people that have purchased multiple suppressors and are waiting for January 1st for their paperwork to get submitted. So don't be discouraged if you don't get quick times for the first few months.
And we had a friend who was working at a gun store down in Pennsylvania, and they literally went and bought every suppressor that they could find.
Yep.
So that they could have that sale or whatever come January 1st.
A ton of companies pulling their products off the shelves because they know they're going to sell a lot more come January 1st too. So it's smart. I mean, I'm happy for everyone that doesn't have to pay that $200. I did. I don't regret it, but I wish I didn't have to.
I think it'd be cool if we had that Hearing Protection Act that actually would have went into effect.
Yeah, it'd have been great.
And then we would be more like Finland and some of these other countries that allow like suppressors to be used for everything regardless. So
yeah.
It's nicer for neighbors for sure. But all right, what was the other one you were talking about?
Oh, I could bring up I don't know if I brought it up before, the proposal for the tax stamp to actually match with inflation.
No, don't bring that up.
Don't bring that up. That one's depressing.
Yeah. So let's do this. Let's talk about...
now you're going to have all of us curious.
Yeah, let's talk about safety at Christmas, though.
Yeah.
Probably one of the biggest things, though, you need to remember, there is a municipal code within the city limits of Fairbanks that says that firearms cannot be discharged. And that also includes air rifles. So if you want to buy a little Billy, a Red Ryder BB gun, and have them shoot your PBR cans in the backyard, and you live in the city limits of Fairbanks, no bueno, like not allowed. Remember backstop issues, stuff like that.
Yep.
So just don't go out and start like shooting your .22 long rifle that you just got little, you know, Sally or whatever in the backyard, and rounds are impacting in the neighbor's yard. That's not cool. So remember that. That also is covered under a lot of misconduct involving weapons state statutes as well. So just be safe. Also, gravity is not your friend, okay? So no celebratory gunfire into the air.
Yep.
You know.
We are in the U.S.
Yeah. It's not an Iraqi wedding. So don't spray and pray into the air because, you know, what goes up does come down. And believe it or not, some bullets fired upward can reach over a mile high. And then when gravity brings them back, they're fast enough to penetrate skulls, cause fatal injuries. They're literally probably traveling still around 200 to 300 feet per second for many calibers. So injuries often hit the head, shoulders, and feet, and fatality rate is higher than typical, up to 32% in some studies. So believe it or not, I found this interesting stat. In Puerto Rico, where it's common, okay, about 2 deaths and 25 injuries per New Year's Eve on average.
Jeez.
I mean, that's pretty low if you think about the per capita and stuff like that, but still, any injury or death is like tragic in and of itself. So U.S. incidents, tragic cases like a 3-year-old killed in Memphis in 2023 or multiple injuries, deaths reported nationwide every year. Globally, it's caused hundreds of documented injuries and deaths, even in places where it's cultural, which is kind of like that whole Middle East part of the world where I've been, and it was quite common, to be quite honest with you. Any celebratory gunfire. Plus, pretty illegal everywhere. Right? So you can be charged with reckless endangerment, unlawful discharge, or worse. Penalties range from misdemeanors, fines, jails, to felonies if someone gets hurt. States like Arizona, where they have Shannon's Law, Missouri, Blair's Law, and Texas have specific crackdowns as well. So just be safe out there. And when we come back from this other last break, we're going to talk about how you can be responsible as well, maybe come up with some options. So stay tuned with us here. Chuck, Cindy, Matt, Shooter's Corner, KFAR 97.5, 660 AM, and at KFARradio.com, where you can listen to us live. We'll be right back after this break.
Make those Christmas dreams come true with help from Frontier Outfitters, the outdoor store. Light up the eyes of your outdoor lovers. Alaska-proven clothing and equipment for fishing, hunting, camping, and hiking. Guns and gear, GPS, and more. You'll find the perfect gifts in one easy stop. Give a Frontier Outfitters gift card. It can also be used in Century Hardware and the Woolly Rhino as well. And gift wrapping is free. Your holiday shopping just got easier at Frontier Outfitters for your Alaskan lifestyle.
Get ready for the ultimate holiday experience at Auto Trim Design. With our top-of-the-line accessories, the season will be unforgettable. Treat yourself or gift that special person to the ultimate driving experience. With Auto Trim Design's remote starts, running boards, heated seats, moose lights, and spray-in bed liners, your adventures will be filled with comfort, convenience, and festive joy. Make this holiday season truly unforgettable with Auto Trim Design. Come find us under the big American flag, 2550 South Cushman.
Hey North Pole Fairbanks, it's Preston with family-owned and operated Price RV. Winter's knocking. Is your RV ready? Bring it to us at Price RV. We'll protect your RV's water system against frozen, cracked water lines. Have us winterize your rig now and receive a free roof inspection. Prevent those small leaks from becoming expensive problems next spring. We take care of your rig and treat it like one of our own. Get winter ready. Give us a call now. Price RV in North Pole.
KFAR weather.
31 below today under overcast skies. Winds out of the northeast around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, 31 below. High temperatures reach up to 27 below. Tomorrow, cloudy. More clouds than sun Saturday with daytime highs approaching 21 below. 30 below Sunday. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
And now back to Shooter's Corner on KFAR Radio.
All right, welcome back, listeners. You're here with Chuck Indereden. We got Cindy here with us and Matt running our board. Well, he's still doing his intern thing. We got a phone call. And go ahead and Merry Christmas. Go ahead, listener.
Yeah, hi. I was just listening to your thing on the Byrna.
Okay.
What would you recommend for... a non-lethal option.
Yeah, so there are some options. I would say probably the biggest one is maybe some type of pepper spray. There are some good ones that are out there that would give you the advantage. Because remember, what we're really trying to do is delay.
Exactly.
To give us some type of time and distance, right? If we can separate ourselves from whatever the threat is.
Right.
So that's kind of how I feel about that.
I carry bear mace. What do you think about that?
Bear is pretty low in its oleoresin capsaicin, if you will, right? You want something that's going to be a little bit higher in the pepper, realm or even in the CN realm. So we want something that's probably going to be like 8 to 10%, okay, which is what your Alaska State Troopers carry. Is it like a 10% pepper?
But you have to get a little closer with that, don't you? I mean,
it depends on if you have stream or fogging. So there is a difference. There are some gels that are out there. I've seen people be able to wipe the gel away and then still continue on the fight. I like a fogger, to be quite honest with you, because I do get pretty good range out of it, like, you know, anywhere from 10 to 15 feet. And it occupies the entire airspace as well.
Right.
If you're close to them, you can take the fogger and paint their face with it. Stream, you have to aim. Just remember that. So And guess what? At 40 below, have you taken a cup of hot water and thrown it up into the air here?
Oh, yeah. Many times.
Yeah, we all have, right? And so think about that. If I automatically use a pepper spray, I don't know, it might be an impact weapon by the time it gets to them.
Yeah, pepper spray icicles.
Pepper spray icicles. Yeah.
What happens when you get sprayed with bear mace? Like, is it?
It's less potent. Because remember, bears, I mean, I think their smell is, 50,000 times mm-hmm. better than a human. So, you know, even if it's a 2% pepper content or 3%, it's less effective on a human, but very effective on a bear because of their heightened sense of smell.
Okay.
If you want a good example of that, the First Amendment auditors, if you YouTube them, there's a million videos, but you can see sometimes they've used bear spray on random people versus pepper spray, and the bear spray is almost ineffective every single time.
Wow.
But very effective on a bear. And the reason why they do that is because if the wind's not in your favor, right, which is why we tell people all the time, if you're going to use pepper spray, know how to use wind to your advantage, right? Just don't spray. It's kind of like peeing into the wind, right? Like, it doesn't work.
Yeah.
But nonetheless.
Well, it does if you're a girl.
Well, fair enough. I have to ask Cindy about that. But
I think we'll leave that one alone.
Fair enough. But nonetheless, that's why they use a very low pepper content in bear spray, because if wind's not to your advantage, then it doesn't necessarily incapacitate you, right?
Right, sure.
But it is effective on the bear. So great question, though.
I like the stream that it sends out, but I wasn't aware it wasn't that effective on humans.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Awesome. Appreciate the call.
You.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas and happy solstice coming up.
Oh, yeah, that's Saturday, right? And we start gaining time?
And we get to come down.
Well, we gain like 2 or 3 minutes per day for a little while.
I think it was six, isn't it?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't track that. I just know that we start gaining time and I'm getting closer to the stuff being gone.
It's a lie. Great, we're going.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
So, appreciate the call.
Right. Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Hey, so got a text in from a friend who tried calling in, but it says, but it just rings. All right. Apparently, Matt's failing in his job. All right. Anyway, here's a question. It says, where in town can I find a battery retention screw for a HoloSun 507C? So that's the HoloSun red dot that goes on top of his handgun, obviously. I lost mine while trying to change the battery. Also, how do I open the battery compartment? I unscrewed it and thought it would pull open when the screw went flying. Yeah, fair enough. Okay.
That's like,
I had that issue. Change your battery every 6 months. Two, that sounds like your gasket is kind of worn out, so it's not pushing the battery compartment open. Three, you can either go to most gun stores here that do any sort of gunsmithing. You can also go on Amazon. That's totally fine. I have a box of extra screws as well. Or you can actually call HoloSun and say, hey, my screw went flying. They'll send you a bunch of screws and they'll send you stickers as well for free.
Yeah, there you go. Now, I know with ours, so we use the 509 exclusively. And I know with ours, like if the battery compartment just stays in there, we've taken the screw out, right? I use a little pick and I just kind of very gently pry it out from the screw hole itself. Like, don't go around the outside because you might damage the gasket and stuff like that. And then that'll obviously reduce the effectiveness of it being watertight. And then slowly just kind of pull it out. Now, the other thing is when you put that back in, be very, very careful that you do not exceed 6 inch pounds, because you can literally break that screw off in there as well. And then when you do that, you have to send the whole site back into HoloSun for them to be able to get that little baby tiny screw out of there. And it is a small, very small screw. So be cognizant of that when you change batteries on any of your red dots, for that matter, that you do not over torque that screw when you put that battery compartment back in place. So
we'll see. Sending stuff back to Holosun is actually a pretty decent experience. I've had some bad experiences with other companies I will not name, but Holosun has been one of the few that actually is a good RMA, and their whole customer service is pretty spot on.
Yeah, I like them too. That's why I use their red dots on my shotguns. I use them on some of my ARs and stuff like that. The 515 is a good AR sight. So, anywho. Hey, got another caller. 'Tis the season.
To be jolly.
Yeah, right. Hey, listener, go ahead. You're here with Chuck, Cindy, and Matt at Shooter's Corner.
Hello, this is Randy, and I found it very interesting what you said about the bear spray. I've got several cans of bear spray, and I didn't know about the 2% versus higher percentage of pepper in other sprays, but I was wondering in regards to bears and why you explain why it's so effective against bears because of their tremendously increased sense of smell. But when using bear spray against a bear, does it also cloud their vision so they can't see where to lunge and attack, or is it just effective on their nose and it irritates them so much that they head the other way, or what?
I guess I have to like respond with the first thing that literally popped into my head and be like, if you can't see, does it really matter?
As he gnaws on your head.
I don't know
the answer to that. I don't know. I've never watched a bear to see if he starts crying and tearing up.
Is it for the same reason? Is it kind of like the most effective thing against an attacking dog?
Yes, I can tell you that.
Okay.
Yes. I can tell you our pepper spray is very effective against canines. I've had some dogs that have come out on calls or something like that and like started like aggressively moving towards me. It's like, and just a small spray deters them too. And you don't even have to really make good contact with a dog. Sometimes a sound and what you just did like causes them to realize, oh crap, that's an alpha. That's an alpha male moving away.
Our neighbor's dog ran into our house, remember?
Yeah.
And Rico,
chasing one of our chihuahuas.
Yeah, he was just tiny.
But I didn't pepper spray that dog.
Oh, you did?
No.
I would.
No, it ran away.
It ran in my house, attacking my baby.
Yeah.
So. Thank you for the information.
Yeah, you're absolutely welcome. Merry Christmas, Randy.
Bye.
Do you have another call?
Yes, we do.
All right. Hey, go ahead, caller. You're here with Chuck, Cindy, and Matt at Shooter's Quarter. Hello.
Kind of kit hammer, the Colonel type.
Hey, what is up?
I am. I'm upright and going forward, and I will be joining you tomorrow at the radio station.
Okay, cool.
10:00.
9:30 if we can. Just a slight shift change to the left if you can pull it off. I'd greatly appreciate it.
Okay, yeah.
If we can start a little bit earlier, then we can clear out of the studio a little bit earlier for the next show to be able to pop on. So
okay. 09:30, I'll be there.
Yeah, no, that's 09:30. 09:30. Air Force might say 09:030 or whatever, but we don't say that.
Oh, no.
Okay. He's missed you, Chuck.
I know.
Okay.
All right. Love you. We'll see you tomorrow.
It's a zero.
All right. Have a great Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, too.
All right. See you tomorrow. All right. So, cool. So here's kind of some interesting stuff. Let's see. Next ACHP classes are posted on our website, c4traininggroup.com. Next class is 17, 18 January. Get on there, sign up, and you can meet the whole team. Matt, Cindy, and I are always there. Cindy works with a lot of our lady students and helps them get comfortable with their handguns so they'll be able to protect themselves and be their own first responder and not have to rely on somebody else. So I think that's awesome. Also, check this out. Just confirmed with the active self-protection team out of the lower 48 in the last couple days. They are coming to Fairbanks. Their class is going to be on June 20th and 21st. It is not posted on my website yet, but I think what I'll do is put a link on there tonight that'll take you directly to theactiveselfprotection.com, and then you'll be able to sign up for their class there. So this is going to be Christopher Bean, who's an absolutely phenomenal, excellent shooter, and Neil Widener, who is one of the trainers for Active Self Protection. If you're not familiar, Active Self Protection is the team that works with John Correa, who does the Active Self Protection YouTube channel. So anyways, we got to go. And we'll be not here next Thursday because it's Christmas. There we go. But we're going to have a pre-recorded Christmas show. That's what we're going to be working on tomorrow. So everybody have a Merry Christmas And thank you. Merry Christmas from everybody here at Shooter's Corner.
One question is, please do not mix alcohol with firearms.
Done. Corner on KFAR
Radio. Brought to you by Price RV, Auto Trim Design, by Rogers Auto Repair, and by Frontier Outfitters. To listen back to this or any past episode, log on to KFARradio.com.